This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Welcome to the show, the big show. That was just the pregame. This is the big show. Before I get to all the stuff with Roger Stone and President Trump and the government shutdown now being over and what Trump's threatening and what Nancy Pelosi says, let's get to my column that's going to be in newspapers around the country on Sunday. It's called The Great Wall Challenge. This is still all about the wall. Everything's about the wall. And this column's about the wall and the serious hypocrisy or naivete of Democrats. I have a great wall challenge that will settle this debate once and for all. But first, let me interrupt this column with a newsflash. The Labor Department reports applications for unemployment are at a 49-year low. Bravo, President Trump. At the same time, Larry Kudlow, President Trump's National Economic Council Director, announced that despite China, despite the government shutdown, despite the nonstop doom and gloom in the media, the U.S. economy is still booming. Kudlow announced the U.S. economy 2 years into the Trump presidency is still running at economic growth adjusted for inflation. The Trump economy is doing what Democrats and Obama and Hillary would never happen again. But there's still business left undone. We desperately need that wall to keep America safe. What good is a booming economy if our lives are in danger, if our children aren't safe? So here I am in Las Vegas, Nevada, and in northern Nevada, the Reno area, police believe they've arrested a serial killer who is illegally in this country. He was caught pawning the elderly victim's jewelry. One of them was, I believe, 74, another one 80, another one 81 years old, in a nice neighborhood, never seen crime. He murders them all in their own houses, and then he's pawning their jewelry, another illegal alien murderer. In California, an illegal alien was just sentenced to 401 years in prison for kidnapping, rape, and lewd sex acts upon a child. It happens every day in every state. Yet the media refuses to cover the biggest news story of this century, the mass crime wave of illegal immigrants. Last year, illegal immigrants murdered 2,000 Americans versus 68 Americans who died in mass shootings. Yet the media spins hysterical headlines about mass shootings day and night, and they barely mention the 2,000 murders, over 2,000 murders, by illegals, and they never assign blame. You know, when it's a mass shooting, the blame belongs to guns. When illegals kill 2,000 people, the blame doesn't belong to illegals or the open border. I believe our open southern border with Mexico is the biggest problem in America today. So I have a challenge for Democrats living in denial. Let's put your money where your mouth is. Let's make a bet. Are you willing to bet your family's safety? Leave your doors unlocked from now on. If you really believe that borders are unnecessary, why not unlock your doors at night? Isn't a locked door your personal border? Doesn't it keep strangers, i.e. foreigners, from entering your home without permission? Of course it does. So Democrats, unlock your doors. Let's see if anything happens. I'll bet the odds are 1,000 to 1. See, I'm going to be honest. 1,000 to 1 that nothing happens most nights. All you need is one. The odds are you'll be safe most nights. So why worry about it? Forget the odds. Leave your children unguarded. Leave your wife unguarded. But if you have a wife and precious children that you love, are you willing to take that 1 in 1,000 chance? My home has never been unlocked in my lifetime, and it never will be. Because I'm not willing to take that chance with the people I love. As a matter of fact, before I go to bed every night, I walk around my house and I check every single door and every single window and the garage door to make sure everything is locked tight. I've done that for the 18 years I've lived in this home. My home's not just locked. I also have alarms and guard dogs. Also live in a double guard gated community with armed guards. And I'm armed at all times. Just in case some unlucky criminal happens to get by the gates, the walls, the armed guards, the guard dogs, I'm there with a gun. I don't just talk the talk, I walk the walk. I believe in security for my family and yours. I believe in security for my country. Democrats clearly don't, so just unlock your doors. Take that risk with your family. I dare you. You don't believe America needs a wall, so why do you need locks on your doors? As a matter of fact, here's the big one. Here's the crescendo. Drum roll, please. Let's take the challenge a step further. Here's the Great Wall Challenge. This would make a perfect reality TV show. Let's find a block of homes anywhere in America filled evenly with conservative and liberal homeowners. And next, we'll have conservative homeowners put up signs in front of their house, big giant signs that read, "Beware, this homeowner is armed and will use deadly force." And the liberal homeowner next door will put up signs saying, "Gun-free zone." So you have, "Beware, I'm armed and I will use deadly force," next door to another one that says, "Gun-free zone." There's no need for debate. Let's conduct the experiment in the real world. Roll the cameras. Let's see whose homes are invaded. Let's see who criminals choose as their victims. Want to bet? It won't be conservatives, because we guard our personal borders. This would make such a great reality TV show. And the bonus is the Great Wall debate will be settled once and for all. The Great Wall Challenge. Let's put up big signs saying we're conservatives, we are armed, and we will use deadly force to protect our home and our property and our family. And let them next door put up a giant sign, equally big, that says this is a gun-free zone. And every single time the home invasion will happen at their house, every single time the burglars will break into their house, every single time the armed robbers will come into their house, every single time the murderers will choose their house, because we're the smart ones and they're the dumb ones. They're the arrogant, stupid ones who don't understand human nature, don't have a clue how the real world works. And that all applies to the border. Right now, liberals have a sign on the border that says, "Welcome to America, gun-free zone." And I want to put a wall up and a sign on that wall that says, "Beware, we are armed and we will use deadly force, and no one's ever coming into our country again that doesn't belong here." They'll ask nicely, they'll come through a door in that wall if they belong here, but they'll never just break in ever again with that sign there. But with the liberal sign, they're coming by the thousands every day. Pretty interesting stuff, huh? Anybody out there want to bet me? Anyone want to see if any normal burglar or home invasion robber or armed robber or bad guy of any kind, and we know it's all guys, there's no girls that commit robberies or very few, it's always guys, vicious guys with too much testosterone. If any bad guy ever saw those two versions of signs, they picked the gun-free home every single time. Gun-free home, gun-free zone. They pick it every single time. Nobody be dumb enough to go in a house that says, "Beware of guard dog," and "Beware, I'm armed and I'm using deadly force." Never, ever, ever. And by the way, that's the sign in front of my house. It says, "Beware, guard dog on duty." And so I don't put a sign up that says, "I am armed and ready and will use deadly force," but I do put up a sign that says, "Guard dog on premises." And nobody's ever come near my house ever, 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 ever. All right, so I do believe, as I said in the pregame, and that commentary will be in newspapers around the country. I do believe, as I said in the pregame show, version of this show, that Trump did not win today. I believe he lost today. Announcing a government back to work again, shutdown is over, a 3-week stopgap deal, but I'll again, by February 15th, I'll go ahead and shut government down again. That's not going to happen. He's not shutting government down again. And then he says, if you don't do it, then I will declare a national security emergency, and I will get the money from the rest of the government. And that, I've argued from day one, is what he should have done today. That was the way to end the government shutdown today. Just say, forget it. I don't want to make these people pawns. Go back to work. Enjoy your lives. You're getting all your back pay. Everything's fine. But I'm declaring a national security emergency. I'm going over Congress's head. And that would have had Nancy Pelosi's head moving in circles like Poltergeist. Why did he do that? Or The Exorcist. I guess it was The Exorcist, right? Poltergeist was a whole different story. The Exorcist was where the girl's head spun around. Linda Blair, right, Chris is in my ear saying, Linda Blair, my board up, thank you. The Exorcist and Linda Blair, her head was spinning around. You could have made Pelosi's head spin around. If you had right now ignored Congress and ignored her, yesterday you should have said, I'm giving the State of the Union at the border, and today you should have said national security emergency. And then you could have used the border speech, the State of the Union speech at the border to explain why it's a national security emergency. That was the way to do it. But if you do it on February 15th with my idea, that's great too. But I just don't try and tell me you're going to shut down the government again, because I don't believe it. You're not. All right. How much time do you have left, Chris? All right, 2 minutes. Enough time to tell you I know I'm right, because Pelosi slams Trump after he caves on the shutdown. Some in the administration don't understand that some people live paycheck to paycheck. You know, that was a dig, saying Trump's a rich, out-of-touch man, and all the people in the administration are a bunch of rich white men, don't know anything about needing a paycheck. Schumer says, hopefully now the president has learned his lesson. What a joke. Ann Coulter bashes Trump. She always bashes Trump. Federal Workers Union decides to go ahead with a court fight and sue the Trump administration. And the FBI director lashes out. Not only lashes out at Trump, but orders a pre-dawn raid on Roger Stone's home. So now political operatives can go to jail for the rest of their lives, and they raid you with SWAT teams, heavily armed, and night vision goggles and body armor for a 66-year-old man with round glasses who is doing opposition research of the Clintons. They committed crimes. You check out the crimes and research the crimes. You're supposed to go to jail for the rest of your life. We're living in a banana republic, folks. But at least you know, you got to make some money in this banana republic. You got to take care of you and yours. VRA, Vertical Research Advisory, my great friend Kip Herridge. He's a guy that has the top performing global investment and economic newsletter that I've ever seen. And I've watched it for 15 years, and he's won 14 out of 15 years, but he's been in business 16 years, and he's beaten the market, beaten Wall Street 15 out of 16 years. He is amazing. He's the Nostradamus of investing. Go to VRAinsider.com right now. Tell him Wayne sent you. You get 2 weeks free. Check it out. I want every one of you on Newsmax TV to go there and check it out for the next 2 weeks, and you will find he's as good as I say he is. The man's amazing. He always knows 5 steps ahead where this economy is going. So make yourself some money, because you got to protect yourselves. I don't know where this is going. It's Trump against the world and the D.C. swamp and the deep state and the media. And I don't know if he's going to win long term. VRAinsider.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
It's been perfect for me for the last couple of years. I just did it for health. I'm not one of these people that have some kind of, you know, issue or anything. I'm in good health and happy and can't complain. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's an easy to follow system. Take the fruits with breakfast and the veggies with lunch, and away I go. So it's easy to do. It's much, much better than the old vitamins that I used to take. It does everything I need to do. I've stayed healthy. I haven't had a cold in 2 years, so I'm doing good.
Use discount code USA for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%. More than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American gold Bald Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio Network. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this show. I just moments ago told you about VRAinsider.com. I said, with things going bad, it's become a banana republic. They sent 29 SWAT officers, heavily armed, night vision, armored, body armor, big-time guns at 6 in the morning to roust Roger Stone, a political operative. They don't do that to illegal aliens. Remember, the mayor of Oakland warned the illegals ICE was coming. This is a joke. It's a sanctuary country. We let illegals go out the back door. Liberal judges, I think it was in Massachusetts, literally warned the illegal in her court, go out the back door. ICE is waiting out front. And yet you come with SWAT teams to go after Roger Stone, a 66-year-old man with glasses, white hair and glasses. Are you kidding me? So I told you, you better be ready, man. You got to make some money. Got to keep your family safe. So I told you about VRA Insider. Now I'm going to tell you about Tangible Investments, another great sponsor of the show. The CEO and founder and owner of Tangible is Silvano DeGeneva. He's been a longtime friend of mine for 15 years, an important guy in the financial world. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, featured in Fortune magazine. He's made some great predictions publicly. And you need someone with valuable advice like him, and you need asset protection now. So if you've ever bought gold or silver, he really wants to deal with people that understand precious metals, gold, and silver. If you've bought it before, you're the right kind of person he knows he can deal with. And so if you are a qualified client who has bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments is willing to start off the relationship by giving you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible wants to prove after you deal with Tangible Assets, Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. So call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call now, 800-780-9000. Good friends of the show and good friends of mine. So here's how I would handle it. I just did the Great Wall Challenge. You heard me give that commentary. It'll be my column this weekend. And as we end this segment, then we'll do calls the entire second half of the show, as I usually like to do it. I'm writing a new commentary for next week, for a new national syndicated column. And here's how Trump should handle it. First of all, he's got to declare a national security emergency. When the next 3 weeks are up, you're never getting what you want from Congress. Declare a national security emergency and get the money from the government. I just proved to you moments ago that a new study's out. The government wasted and lost $137 billion last year. So there's plenty of ways to get it from other government agencies. But in the meantime, then you got to work on making Mexico pay for it, because you promised you'd make Mexico pay for it. So here's my plan. Number one, tax remittances. Here's the way to make Mexico pay for it. All the people, and not just Mexico, all the people in America who come from Mexico and Central America and India and China and wherever they're from, they could be from Austria and Australia. If you send money out of the country, you're not helping the American economy at all. So tax that money. Why not? Tax the remittances 10%. You'll make $25 billion a year, and that's enough to pay for the wall in 1 year. Number two, put tolls on the Mexican border. Why not? Are you telling me we have no right to do it on our land, on our side of the border? If you come in or out, you pay $25 each way? Why not? That's what it costs to get on the Throsnet Bridge, the Whitestone Bridge in New York. They all charge huge money to go across them nowadays. I think $15, $10 or $15. Charge $25 to leave the country, go to Mexico, $25 to come back. We'll fund the wall, and it won't be Americans paying for it. And then $300 million a year is given in military funding to Mexican military. Pull it back over 10 years. Guess what? 300 million times 10, 3 billion. And then take all the narco drug dealers' money. You already got El Chapo's 14.8 billion sitting around. There's your down payment on the wall. But go send the American military to arrest 5 more of the narcos and take their money. Seize it. All that money should be applied to the wall. And then stop spending money on all this foreign aid. We give around $12 billion a year in foreign aid, but I think Nancy Pelosi just asked for an extra $12 billion. That's $25 billion. There's your wall. Stop paying foreign aid for countries all over the world that hate us, and stop funding the national defense of Germany, Japan, and South Korea. They're rich countries with plenty of money. They can defend themselves. All the money you'll save will pay for the wall. And finally, here's the piece de la resistance. Legalize marijuana, President Trump, federally, across the whole United States, legalize pot and tax the hell out of it. And all the stoners will love you, and they're glad to pay the tax. But guess who's going to pay through the nose for this? Mexico. That's where all the drugs come from. Build the wall. We get the marijuana money. We grow the marijuana in the United States. Won't be Mexican marijuana anymore. They won't get opioids in anymore. They won't get cocaine anymore. They won't get heroin anymore. You've just indirectly forced Mexico to pay for the wall. We paid for all the pot in America. It stays here in America. We buy it from American farmers. We buy it from American entrepreneurs. Legalize pot across this country. Tax a little bit. Build the wall and put Mexico out of business. There's the irony. The wall will shut them down, and they will pay for the wall.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now.
You- USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announces a deal regarding the partial government shutdown.
In a short while, I will sign a bill to open our government for 3 weeks until February 15th. I will make sure that all employees receive their back pay very quickly or as soon as possible.
Reaction on Capitol Hill from Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
The best way to get this thing to conclusion is to open up the government.
Longtime Trump associate Roger Stone says he's been falsely accused in connection with the Robert Mueller probe. Stone spoke outside a federal courthouse in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
I will plead not guilty to these charges. I will defeat them in court. I believe this is a politically motivated investigation. I am troubled by the political motivations of the prosecutors.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We'll be right back.
WAR Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with WAR.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, how do you prepare to fight a creepy government? I told you about VRAinsider.com. Then I told you about my good friend, the Tangible Investments. Now I'm telling you about Sam Landis and the Landis Tax Group. Best tax lawyer. What do they say in that sports show on Fox? It was the best damn sports show in America. This is the best damn tax lawyer in America. He represented me twice when Obama tried to destroy my life. There's the guy that should have been raided at 6 o'clock in the morning by 29 SWAT officers, heavily armed with night goggles and body armor. Obama should have been raided for what he did. What a terrible crime. To use the IRS to destroy people's lives. But Roger Stone, a political operative who was looking for dirt on the opposition, that makes you a criminal? I hate that. Hillary Clinton wasn't looking for dirt on the opposition, was she? No. No, she just paid for a dossier, a fake dossier, to frame Trump with the FBI and then tried and they succeeded in stealing the Democratic primary from Bernie Sanders. And she stole one-fourth of the uranium stock in the United States. The Secretary of State gave it to the Russians. Who was the one who handed the Russian uranium on the tarmac? Robert Mueller. Connect the dots. And in return, what did she get? $140 million given to the Clinton Foundation by the Russians. Those crimes are unpunished, but we have a Republican president. Those people are all running free, and our people are in trouble. I want you to dream for a minute. Like Martin Luther King said, dream with me. I have a dream. I have a dream. And the dream is that there was a Democrat president named Barack Obama, a black Democratic president. And even though he was president, the entire white power structure of the government, the deep state, the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, and all the government employees and all the heads of the agencies, mostly all white people, and they hated Obama, and they try and take him down. And they go after his family. They threaten to put his family in prison, his wife and his kids. And they come after Obama himself and his political operatives, his chief operatives, like Ben Rhodes. They raid Ben Rhodes' house at 6 in the morning with a SWAT team and take him away handcuffed in a perp walk. Can you imagine that happening in America? Never. Never, ever, ever. Talk about a fairy tale. The deep state going after a Democrat president, a black Democratic president, and the deep state being almost all white. Can you imagine the charges of racism? Which would probably be true. Can you imagine Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and Congressman Lewis and Maxine Waters? Can you imagine what they would say if the country was run by a Democrat but the Republican apparatus of government went after the Democrat and all his people? Can you imagine the uproar? That's what's happening. And what exactly did Trump do? What have you proven? Nothing. That somebody stole files from the Democratic National Committee and Hillary? And that Roger Stone somehow got a hold of those files or thought he knew something about those files? That's a criminal offense? And that people come to your campaign and say, we have dirt on Hillary, and you meet with them at Trump Tower? You mean Hillary never met with anyone who had dirt on Trump? You mean nobody in history, Nixon, never met up people who had dirt on Humphrey and McGovern? Are you kidding me? You mean Democrats, Bill Clinton, never met anybody with dirt on Bob Dole? Or on George W. Bush? That's now a crime to do opposition research? Everything's a crime when you're a Republican in this country. Driving 56 miles an hour while being a Republican is enough to go to jail for life if Robert Mueller is investigating you. Spitting on the sidewalk, putting gum under your teacher's chair, that's enough to go to jail for life with Robert Mueller investigating you if you're a Republican. You want to keep out of the clutches of the IRS, call Sam Landis. Simple as that. Best damn tax lawyer in America. Has handled over 8,500 cases in front of the IRS. And I challenged him to break the status quo, because everyone knows only the rich can afford top tax lawyers. And I said, Sam, how could you solve that? How could you handle the average person on Newsmax TV who has a tax problem? So he formed the Lawyers IRS Resolution Club, Lawyers IRS Resolution Services Company. And now it costs a fee of only $190 a month for you to call Sam Landis and let him represent you. In most cases, are concluded in 3 to 6 months. And you start with a free consultation with a real lawyer. It's easy to remember how to contact them. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, 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 with the letter U. Or go to WeHelpYou.com with the letter U. And the reason you remember that is because the letter U, you're an underdog if you go after the IRS or in front of the IRS without Sam Lannis. 800-934-3578. 800, we help you, the letter U. Grab some calls. Let's take Joey in New York on line two. Joey, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. First time caller. Love the show.
Thank you, Joey. What's on your mind?
All right. I think it's a very sad day for America. I appreciate your optimism, but I'm looking long range at this, and I agree with you that he should have pulled the emergency side of this thing a long time ago.
Yeah.
I'm not optimistic, and I'll tell you why. Maybe you can get me with a little positive note in my life again.
Right.
There was a congressperson from McClintock from California that was on. I watched on another network earlier.
Tom McClintock? Is that who it was? You're talking about Tom McClintock?
Yeah,
good guy.
And trying to give America some optimism and hope here, he said, well, come to 30 days, he pulls the emergency card, the Act of 76, and I believe he said there's $13 billion in the military construction budget, which gives him more money than he's even asking for. That all sounds well and great. We know that he's going to get challenged in court. Here's my fear and the way I'm seeing this playing out, which I think that we're going to lose. By the time it goes to the court system, it won't make the Supreme Court ruling to next June in 2020. If that happens, the 2020 budget, they'll pull all that funding out, and they'll be standing there with a victory, but again, being sitting there with no money. Maybe I'm looking at it wrong. Give me some optimism, Wayne. I'm looking for you, to you for some hope here.
Well, first of all, if you declare a national security emergency, you have to ask for an expedited ruling by the Supreme Court. You got to. It goes hand in hand. You got to ask them to take the case right now. Now, you don't know that they will. But if they do, you'll get a ruling very quickly, and all could be well, especially if Justice Ginsburg isn't around. You're not up 5-4 anymore. You're up 6-3. And we should expect to win every single major ruling. So at 5-4, I don't expect to win every ruling because John Roberts has proven me wrong with Obamacare, right? I don't trust the guy. So I don't know that you're going to win every ruling. Roberts is with us most of the time, but on some major, major rulings, he's been against us. So we need another guy in there or gal in there, preferably a gal. That Catholic gal from Notre Dame, Barrett, Amy Barrett.
But I see this thing being stalled dead to rights in the Ninth Circuit and just crawling up there, and they'll do everything to drag it out.
Yeah, no, I got you. I hear you. I hear you, Joey. That's why you have to ask an expedited Supreme Court ruling. And if you don't, then it will drag on. But guess what? If he's reelected in 2020, then you'll get it in 21 or 22. If he isn't reelected, you're 100% right. Here's the thing crawling along. It never makes it, but... And Trump loses in 20, the Democratic president, God forbid it's President Hillary Clinton again, God forbid it's President Elizabeth Warren, God forbid it's President Kamala Harris, God forbid it's President Gillibrand. They're all crazy, nutty people, crazy, radical, extreme, nutty liberals.
We don't get this wall going, it's over.
Right. I know, and he should have got it from day one. I mean, from day one he should have done this. If you can't get it from Congress, then go ahead and do it yourself. That's been my argument from day one. And make Mexico pay for it. I read you all the ways to make Mexico pay for it. You know, the remittances and
Congress
the tolls.
Congress is going to stop every one of them to stop this wall. You know it, and I know it.
Look, it's so hard. We're not there. What Trump's undergoing on a day-to-day basis is so sad and so scary. It's just horrible. It's just the world against him. And all his advisors are bad. He's got lousy advice. I wish I was there to advise him. All right, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Isn't it funny? New York is a very liberal state, overwhelmingly liberal. But I'm from New York, and I love New Yorkers. And when I meet a New Yorker who's just like me, they all think like me. Every time we get a caller from New York, they're a guy. Sounds like somebody I grew up with on Long Island or Westchester. You know, there's still plenty of conservatives in New York, just like California. California's like 6 million to 3 million. So gigantic advantage for Democrats. Maybe it's even 6 million to 2 million at this point. So it's a 4 million advantage for Democrats. But there's still 2 million great Republicans in California. You take a very conservative state like Utah, there are 2 million conservatives in the whole state of Utah. So even in a liberal state, there's a lot still left. Speaking of that, let's take Ken in Illinois on line one. Speaking of a bad state, and we got hopefully a good conservative on the line, Ken from Illinois. How do you survive in Illinois, Ken?
Well, it's cold right now in that. But I think that especially the Democrats that we got in D.C., I think we need to go back to elementary school and take a study in math. They're going on about this wall and that. And because if they think our national debt's high now, we don't have the wall put in and that. Our national debt's going to triple or better in less than 10 years. And another thing, I'm 73 years old. I graduated from Calhoun High School, now I on the river, and I was just an average middle-of-the-row kid. And that.
Okay.
But it's bad enough here in Illinois with immigrants coming into Chicago, East St. Louis, Beardstown, Rockford, Illinois, and that. We have these illegal immigrants coming in. They're breaking us. We're a broke state as it is. And
yeah.
I don't
well,
know.
I got news for you. Hey, Ken, here's the first time. Only thing I'll disagree with you on just a little bit. Of course the illegals are helping to bankrupt Illinois. I agree with you. But it's really the government employees that have bankrupted Illinois, the government employee unions. You know, Chicago is one city. Cook County is one county, and it owes $200 billion in unfunded pensions for, not for illegal aliens, for government employees. The government employee pensions in Illinois are a joke, a travesty. They're bankrupting the world. I believe there's thousands of government employees who make $400,000 a year in retirement. And the number who make $300,000 and $200,000 and $100,000 a year is overwhelming. Almost all of them make $100,000. You're just completely lost and completely bankrupt squared. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio. Those unions, man. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak to Russell 2000, down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now! Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, what's been the theme of the show? You got to prepare for bad things. There's a bad government out there. They're all out to get Trump, and if they could do what they did for Roger Stone, they could do it, buddy. You could leave all of us powerless. So all of my sponsors and advertisers are people that can help you. And one of them is Cenogenics, because we're going to win this battle. You've got to be young. You've got to look good. You've got to be healthy. You can't win this battle with cancer. You can't win this battle if you're sick in any way, shape, or form. You can't win this battle with a bad heart, a bad ticker. Cenogenics make Wayne Root great again. They can make you great again. Donald Trump's trying to make America great again. Cenogenics is making Americans great again. Each individual American with diet and exercise and hormonal therapy and vitamins, they have made me younger again. I look better than I have in 20 years. Thank you, Cenogenics. The phone number for a free, no obligation consultation. I want every conservative to look and feel young and have high energy and lead the fight with passion. 888-YOUNGER. Toll free, 888-YOUNGER. They're paying for the call, and it's a free, no-obligation consultation. Call them up and find out what they have to offer. What do you got to lose? Nothing. Dimes on them. 888-YOUNGER, or go to Cenogenics.com. That's Cenegenics, Cenogenics.com, 888-YOUNGER. And by the way, I don't mean to say I told you so, but I am a smart guy, and I've been saying for 25 years, I've gun instinct, and I also am a very connected guy. I know lots of people. I knew lots of lawyers in Malibu when I lived there who represented victims of Michael Jackson. And I kept telling everybody, they put a show about Michael Jackson on the Vegas Strip, and they play his music all day. He's such a hero. And I kept saying, you don't understand what you're hero worshiping here. The guy is a pedophile. Let's say allegedly a pedophile. I'll try and be nice here. Well, there's a new documentary out at Sundance about the real Michael Jackson. And the crowd is so shocked, they have psychological counselors in the lobby waiting when you come out because people are crying and vomiting. And the UK Daily Mail says he was a pedophile. Michael Jackson documentary Leaving Neverland sickened Sundance with sexually explicit and devastating proof that the king of pop was a monster who sexually abused children. That's in the UK Daily Mail. In another British newspaper, they've got a story that he married a 9-year-old boy after having a night of sex with him. Married a 9-year-old boy. You know, there was a point where I was on the board of directors of the Vegas Walk of Stars, and everyone in the room wanted to give Michael Jackson a star. And I said, I'm going to be the only one who votes against him. They were like, why? I said, because he's a horrible person. Do you understand what he did with little boys? And they were like, there's no proof of that. And they all voted to give him a star, and I was the only one who voted not to do it. So it just gives you an example. I've known things for 25 years. The average person just doesn't understand. These are not nice people in Hollywood, and some of them are beyond not nice. They're evil. They're like from the devil. My God. Can you imagine someone who marries a 9-year-old boy and you give him a show in Las Vegas because Michael Jackson sang so great? Who cares if he sings great? What does he actually do in the real world? That's what you should ask of all these people, the George Hs and the Sean Penns and the Barbara Streisands who endorse Democrats and espouse liberal philosophy. What really like in the real world? Take some calls. Let's take Jerry in New York on line 4. Jerry, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Good. How are you, Wayne?
I'm good. Be quick. I want to try and get a couple calls and we're late.
I just want to say thank God for you, Fox News, Lou Dobbs. You guys are awesome, and thank God for Donald Trump. But I just want to say all these shows, they only say New York is for these liberals. But I tell you, upstate here, we love Trump, and everybody's for Trump in upstate.
And, all right, good. We love you guys. Thank you very much.
I'm a union carpenter out of Binghamton, New York, and I just wanted to make this quick. I'm not looking for sympathy or anything, but I've had I'm 55. I've had two back surgeries, a new knee. I've had cancer. I've had 5 blood clots, and I still work. And you got this idiot Cuomo that wants to let all these illegal immigrants in our friggin' state and give them free medical. Right. And here I got to pay for all this crap and my coworkers. Crazy. Now, upstate, I work with guys that they're tough old guys. They go to work with bad backs. They can hardly walk. They bend down to do something. They can hardly get up. They work their tails off. And this idiot wants all these friggin' illegals in here. Or we got to send our money down to the city for people on welfare and don't work. And I tell you, it's just crazy. It's crazy.
Jerry, you are the voice that I love. You're the voice of a New York union worker. And I sometimes criticize unions. I do on TV. But I don't criticize union workers. I criticize the unions, especially government employee unions, because I think they've got it way too good. There's no one negotiating for the taxpayer. But I really don't criticize private unions. I think everyone has a right to unionize in the private sector, and then it's up to the union to fight with the bosses. And I get that. It's in government, unions are bad because there's no one negotiating on the other side. No one protecting the taxpayer. But you union guys are such good guys, and you all supported Trump, and you're such patriots, and you're such hardworking guys and tough Americans, and so many of you are veterans. You're good people. God bless you. Thank you, Jerry, for all you do. And it's just more proof that a lot of great New Yorkers, even though New York is a liberal Democratic state, there's so many good New Yorkers who voted for Trump out there. Every time one of them calls my show and it says New York, they're good people. Connecticut's a liberal state. We got people on the line waiting right now for Connecticut. Maryland, we got someone, Harold from Maryland, Patrick from Connecticut, Dennis from New Mexico. I'm sorry I can't get you all today. Let Newsmax know you want a 2-hour show with Wayne Root. War@Newsmax.com. I don't get that email. They do. Let them know you want 2 hours with Wayne Root, because we should be having a whole hour with nothing but calls. I want to hear what you think. Your wisdom is brilliant. But mark my words, we're still going to get this wall, and we're still going to make Mexico pay for it. And I'm going to write this column on how Trump can make Mexico pay for it, and I'll get it into President Trump's hands in the next few days. We'll see you all on Monday. Thank God it's Friday. Enjoy your weekend. God bless all of you. Have a great night. See you on Monday.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.